Just a thought. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. What unique and exclusive relationship between the Father and the Son. The Lord Jesus, during his life on earth, whenever he prayed, he addressed the Father. My Father. Except for that one time when on the cross, during those 3 hours of darkness, he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? But you know, the grace of God is such that we have been brought into this special relationship. We hear him saying to Mary on that resurrection morn, John chapter 20, verse 17, touch me not, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, and my God and your God. What abundant grace and mercy. What everlasting love of divine persons to us. We are now on resurrection ground, risen with Christ, seated in him in the heavenlies. And now we also can address his Father as our Father. The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verses 20 and 21 of Ephesians 3 ends. Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that's working in us, unto him the glory in the assembly by Christ Jesus through all ages, world without end. Amen.